Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The Michigan Association of Home Builders say that the number of new homes being built in the state is up almost 40% from last year, a stunning increase considering the stagnancy of the general housing market. To talk about the new numbers, I'm joined by Bob Filka. He's the CEO of the Michigan Association of Home Builders. Thank you for joining me, Bob.
Thanks for having me.
Now, that's a rather sharp increase during what seems to be a fairly difficult home sales market. What's behind this uptick in new home construction?
Well, Michigan's had a much longer and deeper decline in housing than the rest of the country, so we often get kind of caught up in some of the national news and media regarding the housing industry. And so we've had pent-up demand for new construction for several years now. We've been in like a 5-year decline as opposed to the national decline, which has been more like a 2 or 3 year decline. So that pent up demand is starting to, as unemployment continues to lower, the demand for housing is increasing. And the encouraging thing from our most recent survey and our quarterly report is that some higher-priced homes are also starting to be built, because one of the things we had found up until now is that with the appraisal situation that's out there, most of the new construction has predominantly been in the starter home area, so lots of, you know, the $150,000 or less market.
Mm-hmm.
That's starting to shift gears a little bit as some of that lending environment is starting to improve, because, you know, we had a kind of an overreaction to the housing bubble burst, and credit has been so tight and appraisals have been so difficult to get with all the foreclosed properties and stuff on the market, that environment's starting to change, and our survey shows that.
I see. Now, how does the sales environment for existing homes affect new home production? Are they as related as many would think?
Well, they are related, but there's always a demand for new construction. You know, you have new people moving into the state, into different communities within the state, many that want to build new, simply because, you know, many of the properties that are on the market, quite frankly, are foreclosed or stressed sale situations, and sometimes the improvements that are necessary on those homes and so forth, people don't want to have to deal with. So, yes, there's even a demand even when the economic times are tough. Now, having said that, you know, you mentioned a 40% increase. I mean, everything's relative, because we dropped so far in housing that even though it's a 40% increase over last year was extremely low, and in any other year in the last several decades, that would have been the worst year ever in terms of new construction. So
Okay. The
good news is we're looking up.
Give me a sense of how much home construction was occurring during the housing boom, how far it fell, and how much it's come back.
Sure. Here. Well, what would be normal in back, you know, going back 50, 60 years since we've been keeping these statistics, a normal year would have, say, 26, 27,000 homes built across the state of Michigan. This year we'll probably build somewhere between 9 and 10,000 homes. So that gives you, even though that's an increase, that'll give you a sense that we're not even close to being back to what used to be normal in terms of new construction in the state of Michigan.
It seems that the real challenge in today's market is selling your existing home. Are most of these new homes then for first-time buyers?
In the last year and a half, 2 years, the predominant number of new homes are for first-time home buyers. That's correct. But that is starting to change somewhat.
And when we talk about financing, which is a major issue right now, getting loans to build, how is that being handled? Are banks being more open?
They would say, well, you know, the big thing is appraisals, and so comparables. The big term in the lending environment for real estate is, what do your comps look like? And unfortunately, in some of the higher price types of homes, the only comparables have been foreclosed or distressed homes, and so it's been very difficult to get financing for homes in that higher price range unless you have a tremendous amount of cash to put down on that home. In fact, we've seen appraisals over and over and over, you know, saying that $250,000, $300,000 home range. You know, the appraisals come back less than what it would actually cost for the materials to build the house, let alone the labor and the lot. And so that environment's changing, because there's more distressed sales taking place. And so that environment is slowly but surely changing back to something more normal.
I'm talking to Bob Filka. He's the CEO of the Michigan Association of Home Builders. Bob, during the housing boom, we saw developers building out essentially full subdivisions at a time. Do we still see projects of this magnitude?
No, and in fact, that is a problem, not necessarily to build at that huge scale, but even one or two what are called spec homes, or we call inventory homes. And, you know, it really disadvantages many communities where people might be, you know, again, like I was saying earlier, they want a newly constructed home, but many times they don't want to go through the building process, and so they want to look at new homes that are spec homes that have been built and that they could occupy if they so desire. Mm-hmm. Problem is, builders aren't able to build those homes in this current economic time simply because the tax rates on those are super high. They're the non-homestead tax rates are applied to those homes, and builders can't really afford to carry that inventory on their books in the current environment. So that is one problem we see. We think there would be more new homes being built and being purchased if we didn't have that kind of, really, it's the only industry in the state that's got its inventory taxed. And so we're going to hopefully be working with the legislature here this summer and fall to hopefully maybe change that law, because it's really doing a disservice to communities by not having more homes built in their communities because of that tax disadvantage.
Now, the association also saw the number of remodeling projects going up over 25%. When we talk about remodeling, that used to add value to the home, although in this market where the house is worth so much less, it seems to be much less effective to actually invest that kind of money in your home. What's driving the increase in remodeling?
Well, I think people are starting to realize their home is no longer a commodity, because for several years people were buying and trading as if their homes were commodities, and with that appreciation, they're now seeing these as long-term investments and making the necessary investments for that long-term. But also, I would say energy prices. Actually, it is worthwhile to weatherize and do a number of energy efficiency upgrades in your home. The payback on many of those investments is 4 or 5 or 6 years. And so, you know, if you can save a couple $100 a month on your energy bills over the course of a year, that adds up quickly. So that's part of what's driving a lot of the remodeling activity out there.
And when it comes to the regions of the state where we're seeing most of new home construction activity, where is that mostly occurring?
There are really several areas that what we see is in the Ann Arbor, mid-Michigan here in the Lansing area is another area we do see that new home construction activity taking place. Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, down in southwest Michigan towards Chicago. And that's in markets where you actually are starting to see some appreciation in home values too. So it's those pockets where we see most of the new construction. And, you know, actually it's also traceable to where you see those jobs being created and more economic activity. Certainly some other areas of the state that have continue to have super high unemployment, those areas we have not seen. We've seen virtually no new construction activity.
The housing market on the whole doesn't appear to really be turning around significantly, and foreclosures remain a problem. Are you concerned that if that stays the case, that will ultimately dampen new home construction in the future?
Yes. I mean, there's been a court case in Michigan that has delayed things further. So a lot of the delays on the foreclosure process, we are concerned about it. There were several hundred foreclosures that failed to go through as a result of this MERS court decision, where people were advised of their foreclosure electronically, and things like that are not good ultimately, and simply delay the market coming back further. We're cautiously optimistic things are going to continue to improve. The question is how much. I mean, if some of these issues were to resolve themselves, the foreclosure issue being one, we would see a much steeper increase in construction activity. In fact, we're even looking at some worker shortage issues, because we lost over 70,000 jobs in the construction sector in the last 5 years. And so we are concerned about having the capacity to meet the demand here in the next few years,
I
guess would be a good problem to have.
Bob Filko, the CEO of the Michigan Association of Home Builders. Thank you for joining me, Bob.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.